This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
This is Sydney's Hope 1032 with Sam and Duncan for breakfast. And you know what? It's been a few weeks since our good friend Emma Marlings left the station.
Yeah.
I think it's time we get her on the line for a chat. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Sprightly and fantastic, I would say.
Yes.
We got you up early in the morning for this. Are you doing well?
I'm doing well, yeah, really good. I can't complain.
Em, now you're probably just a couple of weeks away from that big international move as you and Terrence head off overseas to plant a church in Miami. How are preparations going before you take off?
Well, actually, Duncan, we have decided to postpone the move for 6 months.
Wow. Now, why are you postponing it?
I know, right? Because we have a beautiful surprise baby number 4 on the way.
Wow.
Amazing. Awesome.
And you know what? We had been troubleshooting, shall we call it, going back and forth with the beautiful USA medical system.
It is a challenge.
And because I am already pregnant, obviously, it is considered a pre-existing condition. So we were having a few little challenges, but we actually did find a solution to that. However, we were then advised on our visas, which we have, which are approved, that it's best not to, in layman's terms, drop a baby in America, because when you go to renew your visa, you get penalized for it because it looks like you've intentionally tried to stay and had a baby that's a US citizen, but it's just a bit cleaner if we came back and had him here. But he's actually due in May. So we thought, you know what, we may as well just stay because we're going to be landing and then we're going to be getting on a plane and coming back. So
hold on, I just picked up, you're using the pronoun he. Is it officially?
Oh, yeah, it's a boy.
You heard it here first. Breakfast exclusive.
Yeah.
With the stars, Emma Mullings.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. All right. So you're looking to move around about August. You have a new baby then, going to Miami, planning a church. On top of all of this, though, you're a music artist and you're going to be heading over. Are you going to be still doing music over there?
Yes. Yes, I will be, definitely. Continuing the music journey. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Got a brand new single out here.
Today is the day it's dropping, right?
Yes.
Yeah, today.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So it's called Here and Now. And look, if you've heard any of the other tunes, I like to write songs that get stuck in your head that you hear on the radio but always have a message that, you know, remind you that God is real and he is here. And he is for you. And Here and Now really is that. It's poppy, but it tells a story, which very much reflects my own story, a story of someone completely lost and broken and meeting Jesus and him coming and invading their world right here, right now, which was very much my story at 23 years old, meeting God for the first time and him just coming right into my mess. Right here, right now, I didn't have to, you know, get it all together to come to him. He just came and invaded and changed my world. And it's been amazing ever since. So, yeah, it's called Here and Now. And, look, I hope people love it. My prayer always is that it just reminds them that, you know, there is a problem solver around and gets their eyes off the problem, whatever's going on in their world.
Mm. Brilliant. Emma Marlings, we love you. We miss you here at Hope, and we're really excited to hit play on this song.
Yay, I hope you like it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.